Here at Southside Dojo in Portage, Keith Nelson teaches jiu-jitsu, an old Japanese martial art that focuses on moves like holds and throws. You can find types of jiu-jitsu in dojos all over the country, but only about 100 people in the U.S. know the other two art forms Nelson teaches, ancient Japanese and Italian sword fighting.
Toyamaru kata, gohome, bato,
Saturday, Nelson will give an interactive demonstration of ancient weapons and fighting styles at the Kalamazoo Public Library. He'll show off weapons like the katana, the kind of sword you might see in a Japanese samurai movie.
Generally, it was single-edged because Japan had really poor steel. As a result of having a really poor steel, it's easier to make a single-edged blade that is resistant to bending, breaking, etc., and it's a little cheaper to make it, and so forth. It also, you end up with differential tempering, so the edge would be much harder than the back. The back would be softer, so you could get a little bit of a spring to it.
But Nelson says how a weapon was made didn't only depend on the quality of materials used, it also depended on what the weapon was supposed to do, and who it was made for. For example, medieval Japanese soldiers did use two-edged swords at one time, but later carried single-edged blades in times of peace.
As Japan left the Warring States era of the 1500s and kind of entered into the Shogunate era, then you ended up with a society that was not at war. People were not putting on armor and going out and fighting. What they were doing, however, was satisfying duels of honor, was dealing with bandits, was still carrying around the accoutrements of their station as a warrior class. What I'm pulling out now is a knightly longsword of approximately the late 1300s to mid 1400s. It has a broad blade that tapers down to a point. It's a little bit blade forward, so it does a little bit better at hacking and slashing, but it's about the same, you know, from that perspective. Katana has a slightly blade forward. You'll see some that are very balanced towards the back end of it. Held in two hands, very comfortable. I'm a bigger guy. This is fine for me because I can use it one-handed. Somebody who's smaller might have preferred a different sword.
One of the most interesting weapons Nelson has is called a pole axe, something medieval Italian swordsman Fiore de Liberi called ponderous, mortal, and cruel.
Generally an axe head on one side, hammer head or spike on the other, and it can have a spear point on the end.
Medieval soldiers fought each other with this. Nelson says the idea was to puncture the other soldier's armor.
And it may not go through your armor, but that doesn't really matter if I dent it up enough, because you're still soft and squishy underneath it. So it's kind of like denting a can really hard. Whatever's in that can isn't going to look the same.
Nelson says he'll never have to use many of the skills he's learned from medieval sword fighting, or even jiu-jitsu, but they're historic arts that he can carry with him for the rest of his life.
There's video out there of 95-year-old Japanese Iaido instructors, and they walk up towards the mat and they're bent over and they're hunched and they're shuffling and they're moving really slowly, and they step up on the mat and they bow to their sword and they put their sword in their belt and they straighten up and they do their kata beautifully.
A kata is a series of moves in Japanese martial arts.
And they bow and everything's fine, and then they step back off the mat and they bow off the mat and suddenly they're hunched over again. And maybe they can't keep it going forever, but for that brief shining moment in there, they're better than any 30, 40, 20, 50-year-old, because they've got so much experience behind them. And that, to me, is really compelling.
Toyamaru kata iponme. Yup! Go!
Keith Nelson will do his ancient weapons demonstration at the Kalamazoo Central Library, Saturday at 2:00.